Well, good morning, my kings and queens. This is your life coach, Jenna Cherie, and welcome back to the Daily Dose. Happy Tuesday, everyone. I hope everyone has woken up with a smile and started your morning off with prayer or a chat with God and tell Him thank you for waking you up and giving you another day. So I want to make sure that we are getting our daily encouragements, and you guys know how I like to do on the Daily Dose. Once I give it to you, I want you guys to make this a domino effect and give it to somebody else. But we're going to give you guys a dose of Tuesday encouragement. And what I want to share with you guys today is things that I had to work through. And that is when I ask God for something, and I feel like I haven't been heard, or He's just not paying attention, or I'm not special enough for Him to hear the things that I ask for. I had to learn that, you know, He's heard me, and He will give me the desires of my heart, but I have to trust what I ask for and be ready to receive what I ask for, whether it's for me or someone else. So this week, I want to talk to God. I want you to talk to God like your life depended on it, in a conversation, and ask Him again. So this is what this is going to be entitled, is Ask Him Again. And don't be afraid to ask Him. We know that He's busy. We know He has a lot of people that are seeking Him, that He has to attend to. But I want you to go to God in confidence and ask Him again. Ask Him again for the peace in the storm. Ask Him again for a renowned spirit. Ask Him again for help with your faith. Ask Him again for help with loving people. Ask Him again for your mother to be healed. Ask Him again for your father to be healed. Today, I just want to speak to those who have asked daily but have not received an answer, or you feel like you haven't received an answer. Ask Him again for that financial breakthrough. Ask Him again for the deliverance. Ask Him again for wisdom and understanding. Ask Him again for that father to be a father. Ask Him again for that mother to be a mother. Ask Him again for that husband to be a husband. Ask Him again for that wife to be a wife. Ask Him again for favor with your business. Ask Him again for the courage and the wisdom to start your business. Ask Him again for the covering of your children. Ask Him again for that house that your heart desires. Ask Him again for that career breakthrough. Ask Him again for strength in your weakest times. Ask Him again to mend that broken friendship, to mend that broken relationship, to mend family relationships and dynamics. Ask Him again to heal your heart. Ask Him again for Him to give you the child that you've been asking and waiting for. But when you're asking Him to give you that child, ask Him to give you the patience. Ask Him to give you the wisdom of motherhood or of fatherhood to raise the child correctly. I feel like that is very, very important. Ask Him for better days. Ask Him for the strength to, when you don't feel like praying, ask Him for the strength to still pray. Ask Him for the strength to hold on when you're at your last. Ask Him for the courage to heal, the courage to seek help, the courage to be able to look at yourself in the mirror and accept the flaws and accept the things that you need to change. Ask Him. Don't be afraid to ask Him. And please understand that He has heard you and that He is going to answer you. But ask him in the midst of you waiting for him to answer, to give you that the wisdom of listening. A lot of times we ask God for things, but we don't listen to hear the answer. And so ask him to give you the spirit of just being able to take a step back and to be able to listen, to hear his voice. I'm still learning to know when God is speaking so that I can hear his voice. And there's things that we need to do. There's things that I still need to do, and make sure that we're spending daily time with God so that we know that we're hearing his voice and that we know that it's him. And how do we do that? We made a different episode about it. We talked about it. Finding your prayer closet, finding some place where you can spend time with God daily, so that way you can hear his voice. So those are the things that I want to leave you with. Don't be afraid to ask, and I want you to know that it made it up there. He got it, and that he will answer you back. But before I let you guys go today, I want you guys to do, you guys know I like repeat after me's. So I want you guys to repeat after me, and take this with you, pass it along to somebody else. Today is my day for a miracle. I will keep looking up and forward. I am blessed and highly favored. I will not let negative thoughts occupy 1 ounce of my life. I am secure, sane, and full of joy. I am moving forward. I declare this shall be a day of awesome opportunities that will outweigh any and every obstacle that may try to hinder my purpose. I am walking in extreme favor. So there it is, you guys. I hope I went slow enough, because I know the last time I did a repeat after me, I was told that I said it too fast. But I hope you guys were able to understand, and I hope that I have slowed it down for you. But take that repeat after me and make this a domino effect and pass it along to someone else that might need it. You know, my job is to encourage you, but I want you guys to turn around and encourage somebody else. We're all in this together. Our journeys, our paths might be different, but our journeys are the same. We're to become the best versions of ourselves and live the life that God has for us. Yes, I think that's all that I have for you guys today. I hope that the words were encouraging, and I hope that you guys were able to receive the message upon this Tuesday morning. Until next time, you guys, I want you guys to move in kindness, move in love. I know a lot of times it's hard to do, but ask God to give you the spirit to do that, to move in kindness and to move in love, even when we don't want to. And I will check in with you guys on Thursday. We still do the shows Thursday and Saturday. One more announcement before I let you guys go. I have started a gospel jazz station. It's entitled The Daily Dose, of course, so you guys can listen to a really great gospel music and gospel jazz. Yes, I like jazz. I play the saxophone, if you guys did not know that. So jazz is a big part of my life right now. But you guys can, I'll share the link on my social media. But you guys can definitely start to listen to that. I've also created an app you guys can download onto your cell phones, and it is for Android as well as Apple. And I will be giving you guys that information so you guys can do that as well. But I did change my Instagram, you guys. So I want to keep you guys updated with that. So it was GSL underscore radio. So we changed it to the Daily Dose Radio on Instagram. So you guys can follow me there. You guys can see the postings there as well. So let me see if I can get the link in here really quickly before I let you guys go. The link to the radio station, you guys, is the dailydoseradio.webradiosite.com. Again, the dailydoseradio.webradiosite.com. I know it's kind of long, you guys, but that is the link, and you guys can see the new website, and you guys can download the app on your phone, which I think is going to be an amazing start for us, because not only can you listen to the music, but you can listen to the shows, and I'm going to give others others that have podcasts and positive encouragement things a platform so that you guys can hear not only my voice, but other encouraging men and women out here that can help us. So those are the updates, you guys. Everything else is the same, so look forward to that, and I hope you guys enjoy the radio station, and I hope you guys enjoy the app, and definitely give me feedback. You guys can email me at hostginasheree@gmail.com still, or you guys can message me on Instagram, the Daily Dose Radio. And any feedback, you guys know I like, make me better. If you guys send me some feedback, and you guys want to add anything to it, you guys can still do that. Just shout out to me, and we'll take care of it. All right, you guys, I've held you guys for 12 minutes. I think that's long enough. I want you guys to have a beautiful Tuesday. And until next time, I want you guys to love somebody, hug somebody, and encourage somebody. Thank you guys so much for giving me your time, and thank you for listening to the Daily Dose. I will see you guys on Thursday. Have a wonderful day.